Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What do we call him? I feel like I probably, if we ever see him again, I should not call him Crazy Mage.
The man in tweed.
Professor Clearly. Jacket.
Professor Jacket. I like that.
The one. Music professor, perhaps? Tweedy.
The conductor.
I like that.
Chris, one. That's literally what I have called him since I came up with his idea.
What up, maestro?
Yep, Tweety Bird's also a pretty good one.
Tweety, that's Sylvester's boyfriend. What? He's super dead, just like Sylvester.
He's not. No.
Maybe not. They might be in the Umbra.
Shush, 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 shush.
No,
we don't know what's happened in the Umbra to people who had metal shit in them.
Oh no, I said Tweety, like
yeah,
material.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
anyone else tired? That was exhausting. Oh my God.
Exhausted. Let's get the hell out of here.
Are we going to the House of Ash?
Oh my God.
Is that still is that still a strong move?
We should call the kingdom. And just say, hey, does anybody know what the House of Ash is?
Out of character, I love that Olathe suggested calling the kingdom last time, and everyone was like, why?
I don't know who the kingdom is.
Can I also search my library for any reference to that? Now that we're not, like, you know, in combat? Sure. Will they call? They can call first, though, since it came up first.
Probably can happen concurrently because I don't think neither one of the girls is going to want to be that close to the call.
Call Celeste.
Yeah, we can do that. Whoop. Pop a mirror. 3 successes.
Okay, and that is specifically to call Celeste.
He's the least hostile to us, so probably that's my vote of where we should start.
Probably at least to start there, yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Sting's having a brain fart here. Was Celeste the one who talked to us in the kingdom this time, or was it a different one, wasn't it?
It was Celeste at the end.
Was it Celeste? Okay.
We spoke with the queen, who said, I want you to do this, do it or don't come back. And said, we'll make that decision later, stop taking up your time now, can we have, like, Celeste give us the details before we pull the trigger? And she said, yeah please leave.
Okay, yeah, my brain was thinking it was Celeste, an S. So. My brain was trying to lock onto an S name.
Please.
No, but...
Yeah, it was there was that walked y'all down there to begin with, and then the queen, and then it was Celeste that... gave you guys the last.
There was a Sylvine in there somewhere.
Sylvine. Okay, that Sylvine was the one I was locking onto.
Sylvine was the dragon rider that brought you guys in to begin with.
Yeah, Sylvine was where my brain was locking up, thinking it wasn't Celeste. Okay. Not fully out of it. Good. So 3 successes to call.
Okay. Using a mirror, I would assume.
Yeah, I said to pop the mirror.
Okay.
Move where the people who need to see it can see it. Might harvest cars mirrors out of here for all I fucking know after this.
Excuse me. So your point of view pops into what looks to be the top of a smallish stone tower, where there is an abnormally large bird nest. And Celeste is more or less grooming her giant hawk like inspecting feathers and just kind of doing it a good like once over on the bird.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi. Everything all right?
Interesting.
House
at least.
Of Ash evil.
The house of what now?
Is the house of Ash evil?
That is quite vague. I'm assuming that's a place?
We called the mansion. A dude stepped outside while we were scrying and said, "You're being rude, but you're welcome to come visit the house of Ash. I'm Ash," more or less.
Oh, you spoke to the... Okay.
Yeah, that's why we're asking you now. Is the house of Ash evil?
We didn't really have a fight to start with here, so conversation seemed the logical step.
Okay.
I love how she acts like she doesn't know us as, like, having been around us. Like, this isn't the exact shit we do.
She seems like she's kind of inspecting you guys a little bit.
We're still us, if that helps.
I mean, I wouldn't believe somebody saying that their brain didn't get tampered with if I suspected their brain had gotten tampered with, but... as far as I can tell, if you feel like trusting.
Okay, I'm gonna go with that for the moment. Gonna be honest, the House of Ash is not ringing any bells. Which could be good, could be bad. Well, I certainly can't remember anything about a House of Ash related to the Huntsman. So if it's... It could be some kind of elaborate ruse.
How much would your hunt actually talk to people rather than just try to take?
See, that's unusual.
Very flirty.
Curious. Perhaps. Perhaps his motivations are a bit more base than we had anticipated?
Aletha, can't you just show your memories to someone, see if there's any symbology that might help?
If they are related to the Wild Hunt, showing the memories to a changeling likely would cause them harm.
Ben, I just got a mental impression. I didn't get like an actual view of the person, did I?
No, you did not.
Okay. And I didn't... Did I notice any symbology of any kind on the house?
No.
Okay. There wasn't much symbology... And I didn't get an actual look at their physical person. The best I could, give is a mental impression, which, as you said, could cause its own issues, and I also don't know how much that would really verify anything.
Very strange.
Yeah, I was, however, at the very least, under the impression that, from everything I had heard, and the way you guys spoke, the hunt wouldn't necessarily be this kind of a thing?
I wouldn't expect them to be, no. Very strange. You said you were invited?
We were invited.
And do you intend to go?
That is less decided. We would like a little more information before going to a place that we don't know like this. given the possible risks involved. Especially for the lack of clear reward.
Well, that makes me less concerned that you're not,
possessed?
If you were under his control, I don't imagine you would be cautious about going there. So I guess I don't need to warn you to be careful. I would not like it if you all died.
Not the thing we're most a fan of either. Part of why we're trying to get a little more information.
I wish I had more to give you. I can speak to some people and see if they know anything, but unfortunately that's a little vague.
In the mind link. Well, do we consider asking the queen herself?
Before we hop out of that, would you like me to make my roll so I could see if we have any other information to give Celeste that might be helpful?
Sure.
What diff for that?
Remind me one more time exactly what you're looking for.
Astoria is looking for any sort of references to the House of Ash or anything kind of like tangentially associated with that name.
Okay.
In her library.
Okay.
Which would be intelligence, occult, plus library?
Yes.
And what diff would you like?
Difficulty 8.
Okay, I'm going to use willpower. That is devastating. I have one success. I rolled lots of ones.
Say, can River bop into that? Because I have a feeling if you're reading, River's going to want to read over your shoulder. But if not, then fair.
Oh, it's for magic only. Never mind. I was going to say for the lucky reroll.
If that needs to be fed more to stay relevant, I'll keep that up because that's been some good insurance. I'm sorry we're failing at reading books, though.
Bebenbop, that is a fire. You cannot put your nose in that.
Not with that attitude.
But father, why not?
With the one plane, success, it that calls is to me. Not enough to find anything of use.
Okay, I will continue looking, which will probably come back up further down the line, if that's cool. I have a lot more successes if you'd like that to be contextually relevant later.
Okay.
Would you like the number, or would you like me to save it for later?
Save it for later.
Okay.
So now what?
Well, the question was, is if we wanted to try and check with the queen.
Well, that's what's going to take a look around. We can just call her back later.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Take our time. Have a pie. Chill for like an hour or so. Call Celeste back. See what happens.
That works.
All right. Vibing for an hour, farting out another pie and eating it.
God, yeah.
Okay. Fast forward an hour. Hanging out in a junkyard on a boat, eating pie.
Jess is very happy right now.
Who wants to call Celeste again?
Yeah, I believe they can do it again.
This is a 4 success pie. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a 5 success pie.
What? Do that one drops that. 2 successes.
Okay. So at this time you find Celeste still at still working, but this time on her armor.
Oh, hi. I suppose you were calling again to see if I had figured anything out.
Yeah.
Kind of the goal?
Unfortunately not. Most of what I got was that's extremely vague and we're going to need more information than that. Ash trees are a thing. I think those are associated with like some of your deities. I don't really know what else that could be about. 'Cause like, is it ash like the tree? Is it ash like from burning things? Is it just a name? You get what the problem is here?
Yeah, we were just hoping somebody else might have heard of them.
Given it is a bit more of a changeling leading problem, they were hoping it would be maybe a changeling answer.
Yeah, I was hoping too, but no luck so far.
Well then. Suppose the queen probably won't be happy enough with that as looking into it. Would the hunt be leaving, if they are there, this mansion every night?
Probably. I think so.
Well, that does leave us the option of if we want to consider still heading that way, but watching it as we go. Unless anyone has a much better idea. Not really.
Jesse takes a bite of pie.
Tiernan, you did remember to poison that other pie, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Wait, it was this pie. No, I didn't
poison this pie. Stops. Oh, no, not again.
All right, so what are we thinking here? So we've kind of got to go check on them eventually. There's not really a way around it. Not currently a great one. I said we can... watch it as we head in, but
yeah.
That's a you guys kind of thing. I'm gonna go see if I can con another pie out of somebody. Case, you're a matter mage. You could just make a pie. Yeah, but that one was good, and I didn't have to make it. You know I have a point. Alright, your level of lazy always impresses me. Yeah, you know. If I can't cut corners, what the... hell is the point of magic anyway? I think the corner cut is actually making the pie. But we are getting off topic. So we pack up and head that way?
Yeah.
Delightful.
Well, we say it till we did.
I think we do it.
Okay. Loading up in the boat and flying west, yes?
That seems to be the theme, unless anyone else has a competing opinion.
Nope.
Okay. So that.
Don't worry, Ben. Your character won't go to waste.
What character?
You're, Mr. Ash.
Oh, yeah.
The Ashen One.
I mean, yeah. This is one of those situations where it's like y'all can choose not to interact with the world if you want to. But the world's probably going to interact with you back at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that is a flight that takes you kind of into the early afternoon by this point. But you fly in over a... over the very large house. The picture is still up in Art Memes and Vibes. It's the third one up to give you kind of an idea of what you're looking at. It is quite a fucking house. Now that you've arrived, as you are making your way down, you see people out in front that were not there before. One second.
How crazy do they look?
They're automatons, aren't they?
Surprise! It was him the whole time! No.
That's why I didn't get mine read.
Can I get everybody to place their icons at the bottom of the map, and then I will move them into position and make sure everybody has vision turned on.
That's a great sound.
Trying again with the light thing a little bit.
Let's see. At the bottom of the map. Did that? I don't know if that worked. Here we go.
Oh, excuse me.
I think I did what you requested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Do you want the NPC pack?
No.
Cool.
Okay. I am applying vision to everybody. And that should fix everything.
Hey, people.
And there's Jesse. Okay. So you park the boat.
Wait, did you say I'm supposed to be able to see stuff?
You're about to be able to see stuff.
Oh, there we go.
Da da da. Okay.
Should I be able to see everything?
I'm having a hard time figuring out the doors thing, so yeah, y'all can probably see more inside than I want you to. Pretend you don't, thanks.
Can do.
Because the doors were not blocking properly and were just throwing, like, huge shadows, so I need to fuck with that more. I'm slowly learning this system. That's a part of why I was late.
My god, why is there a giant on the right?
So yeah, as you are walking up to the palatial building in front of you, the walkway is lined with very large statues of a man with a what can only be described as a shit-eating grin on his face, and like very opulent medieval-style clothes. There are a couple of mounted cavalry patrolling the estate, or the grounds around. One of them kind of looks at you as you walk up and then just like maneuvers his horse around you. Not super concerned about you, but making it clear that like, yeah, you're being looked at. And then there are four guards arrayed at the front door. In all of them are in like gleaming brass armor. And the swords that everyone is carrying are not a conventional Western shape. They are curved. They're not quite scimitars, but they're not far from that either. Their bronze helmets are kind of peaked. And here and there, there is one in silver armor. And the silver armor seems to be a little bit more ornate.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting question. Are the sabers, are they weighted like sabers, or are they the thinner curved blades?
Thinner curved blades.
Okay.
The doors in front of you are closed, But the posture of the guards is fairly relaxed. What doing?
I mean, I guess heading up.
Yeah, we'll just walk up like we belong here. We were invited.
Yeah. Olathe will be taking the lead. And I'm assuming Chase will be probably semi next to her. Jesse at the very back that way, and Jessica at the back with her. Squishy's in the middle.
J-Team, pulling up the rear.
So sounds like what I'm getting is vaguely that.
Something like that, yeah.
I still don't have visual.
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I probably didn't.
How could you forget Moth of all people?
There you go.
To be fair, of everyone, they could just walk into the other room and look at his screen about it if he wasn't like hiding anything. Because, you know, we can see inside the building already.
Yeah. The idea of Moth going in, checking, going back to their computer to talk back and forth.
Sorry, Moth is dealing with some real life shenaniganry in the background.
Ah.
Tell them dogs to shut up.
I wish it was just blueberry. Okay.
Can I offer you a goldfish in this trying time? Try the flavor blasted ones.
So, I mean, that's the only goldfish.
Thank you.
No other goldfish exist.
Goldfish are lobotomy, but, you know.
Goldfish suck.
Guess a goldfish will have to do.
You say you'd rather a lobotomy?
Yes. Nah, I get that. I get that.
Enough, buddy.
AFK for 1 second.
Best I've got is a box of frozen Eggo waffles.
Alright, DM's gone. All the forest is mages. We just burn this bitch down in one go. Just gotcha. 40 successes of fire. Let's go.
I will just make it fire rain.
Guys, why did we land them?
That's a real question.
Oh shit! I forgot my keys in my car. I'll be right back.
I forgot the keys in the boat. Let me go get them.
Just bad excuses.
And because we have Jesse, and every now and then we have to give Jesse fire at close range.
Yeah, I got a quota. Sorry.
Quota of fire and bad decisions. We've got it as a party. Certain people get to take on different things.
And you know, I've been doing a little too well lately. So I gotta cause some chaos. You? I gotta balance it out. Yes?
I'm gonna find you a Red Bull shotgun up your nose. We'll call that a day.
How is Chase not made Red Bull, actually, come to think of it? Like, Red Bull or Monster?
Okay.
Doesn't have the same caffeine addiction as a lot of the party. Like, he likes his morning coffee, but
Chase just feels like an energy drink person.
No, he just did actual cocaine.
Back to the plot. So the gaggle of nerds walk up to the front door. And none of the four guards standing in front of the door actually turn to look at you. They just stay pretty much perfectly frozen in place. But the door behind them swings open with no visible touch or anyone being there or making any sound whatsoever. And they are pretty large doors. You would expect them to make some scraping noise as they go across this tile floor, but they do not.
Not if they're made well. Your and doors are scraping, you don't have
you
hinge,
can
right?
See basically a large entry hall with a few more guards scattered in there. And in the distance inside, you can hear music. And the dim rumble of conversation. Sounds like a number of people, quite possibly a party of some kind. What do?
Do we still have the mind link?
If not, I'm sure we would have re-upped it before we got here. I think we put quintessence into stabilizing it and the shields around it. Because we knew that there was a good possibility we were coming here after, depending on how it went.
It'd be a silly thing to do, but, like, just clarifying. I would have also liked to take that same level of time and effort towards the don't fuck up magic.
Over the time that we're traveling here, did that other library role become possible?
Yes.
It was five successes.
Five successes. You keep getting mostly references to the usage of ash trees or the symbology of ash trees in pagan mythology. Yggdrasil is said to be an ash tree. And ash trees are pretty explicitly associated with certain factions of the Fae. Like in British folklore, like ash trees had curative properties. But you don't run into anything specifically referencing a house of ash.
Okay.
Either it is something that's brand new, that hasn't been written about before, or it's just too vague.
Okay.
Well, what doing?
Big shrug, go inside.
I'm gonna say, do we look at the guards and ask for, I guess, escort? I've got a dot in etiquette. Would that be semi-appropriate here of, you know, escort to where Ash is?
Go for it.
Gonna probably look at the closest guard then, and would one of you be able to escort us to Lord Ash?
No response.
Benji.
Delightful.
I want to cast a spell. While we're still outside, technically even, I'd like to turn on Mind One Vision.
Okay.
With, I think, four successes, assuming it did four. What up? These guys, like, are these people themselves, or is there this fun, like, malaise that I'm feeling in my bones?
There's a fun malaise that you're feeling in their bones.
Yeah, I'm gonna go as far to guess they're all already ash then. Feels like a hive mind. Tastes like a hive mind. Might be a hive mind.
The other option,
mental link.
Knocking on the door with a little bit of core.
The door is open, by the way.
I'm thinking of we should still be led somewhere, but yeah.
Present.
Great. I'm gonna guess this is shared over the mind link.
Yeah, the malaise thing. Yeah, I'm describing it.
Delightful.
So, you know, probably don't drink a gaseous looking goblet or anything. If that wasn't already.
I guess we go in. And I guess Olathe will start leading the way in. Unless anyone says no, wait. Other than just the general feeling of unhappiness, I'm sure we have.
I don't know.
Just like kind of looking around at everything, kind of like in awe of the decor.
Probably don't touch, dear. It's going to come through the mind link.
It's beautiful. And that comes out loud. Just who says that? Like, kind of like an automatic, like, as she's looking, she doesn't think to use the mind link. She just kind of whispers it. Nah, it's beautiful.
She's not wrong. It is quite opulent. The floors in particular are like white and black marble. The tapestries on the wall are inlaid with gold filigree. Like, it's this looks like old world money. This looks like old world royalty money.
Oh, yo daddy, rich.
Okay.
Well, are there any coats of arms or anything around here?
Not a single one. Which is weird.
Is there a pile of ashes on the floor?
No.
Is that the casual coat of arms?
There are torches in sconces along many of the walls. And you notice that they give off no heat. And there are no ashes falling from them. There's just a flickering flame of light.
Benji, you have to tell me if this whole place is a mind mansion. I did turn on mind vision.
You did. It's real.
Oh no.
Well, if y'all are moving in.
And I suppose to the left.
To the left, to the left.
So, Ben, I can't quite tell. Are these supposed to be doors here?
Yes, those are doors.
I'm gonna say, and I'm assuming this middle part here is not a door?
No.
Okay, well, and to the left. I'm assuming we can hear music or whatever coming from this part, which seems to be the main area then, based on that. Or at least something is going on there with more people.
Jesse and Chase, what doing?
I'm just following.
Yeah, heading in with
the light. Trying not to get in trouble.
Yeet. There we go.
Okay.
Actually, one quick note.
Move your tokens where you would like them, please.
While we're outside.
Sorry, my screen was lagging.
Olathe is going to take a moment to matter magic with 3 successes herself, and if the successes are enough, whoever the next person who can't do it, a little bit of matter magic to clean ourselves up, get the dust and all that off, and we were just in a fucking, you know, scrapyard.
Okay.
If we're going to make a presentation, let's at least look polite for it, even in full armor.
That's valid.
Now, I'm assuming Chase and others will follow suit if they can, or Chase will be helping others who need it.
Yeah.
But
I have to say, if no one's... When Tiernan sees dust literally leaving you, he's just gonna be like, oh, it's physically dusting himself.
Yeah, but say, at 3 successes, I was figuring Tiernan would, given he's the one I know doesn't have, or I'm not sure has matter. I don't think he does. He would be the first one Olathe also split her successes with of let's clean the old man up too.
Thanks.
Well, impressions may be fairly important. And
do you want to roll for that, Benji?
Sure.
Not giving reasons to start offense.
Guess that's one success to clean off.
Yeah, I think we've said before one success is plenty, but
one success per person is usually what I go for.
Yeah. So
would dust be gone?
A little prestidigitation action.
A little prestidigitation action. I'm sure River is not necessarily the happiest about magical cleaning versus self cleaning, but you know.
Okay. You have cleaned yourself off a bit.
And then bend to here, and then open the door and enter.
As you reach for the door, it opens of its own accord.
Well then, enter like you're meant to be there.
Yep.
I don't know if you won an etiquette, a expression.
We were just invited. We're meant to be here.
Yeah, just yeah. But it's going to be the entering with. Not yes. Like a Tim. It's just it is entering with. All right, I'm meant to be here. I am and looking for specific person. If you're going in, don't. Look weak while you're doing it when you're possibly dealing with something on par with the fucking Fae Queen. Besides, he seemed like the kind of person who would enjoy that kind of theatrics.
Okay. So go ahead and move in. I'm gonna move Astoria, because Amy is still dealing with some stuff. Okay. So as you all step into the room, once the last of you steps through, the door closes behind you of its own accord. Again, totally silent. And in front of you is quite a scene. There is a wide open throne room-esque ballroom, basically, with a number of people, men and women, all very elegantly dressed, very late Renaissance, early Victorian period dress. Lots of... Go ahead.
I just can't do it. Jesse looks down in her cargo pants and goes, shit.
Lots of big frilly dresses. Most of the men have on wigs. Vin will you wear wigs? It is, very, very extravagant. You can hear, well, Jesse can probably hear two sets of music. All of you can hear basically a string quartet that is playing a series of like Viennese style waltzes. That is what the dancing is occurring to. Jesse can hear kind of off to the right somewhere in the distance. Someone else is rather quietly playing a piano. Sounds like that's probably like in another room, like there's a little parlor somewhere and someone is playing a piano there. And there is a low rumble of conversation from off to the left. the next little bit I'm not going to give for free. Perception alertness, anyone that wants to roll it.
Would Olathe also be getting those with the cute senses?
That would have worn off by now.
Okay.
What was the diff?
Diff 7.
One sec. Not enough. Damn.
Tiernan's pretty taken in by all everything that's going on. This is fucking wild.
Pretty suck for Olathe.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's... Oh. Is it the magical-based one? Does Jesse get a cute senses on this?
Yes, you get a cute senses on this.
Okay, cool. So I think that's 4 successes.
Okay. Okay. As you guys are making your way into the room, or down the hallway and into the room, you do clock a number of stairways. On either side of the entryway, there looked to be one going up and one going down. And you can see across the hall to the left and right of this main room, there look to be very large marble staircases leading up to a second floor. One further thing. Tiernan.
Yeah.
When you step into this room and the door clicks behind you, your mind vision shuts off. And the mind link on all of you disappears.
Do our mind wards drop?
No. Not that you can tell.
Great.
And you can see a very large, like, inhumanly large man sitting on an equally inhumanly large throne at the head of the hallway, with a quartet of guards around him, 2 with spears, 2 with crossbows. He is dressed in the same, like, early Victorian style dress, of a very deep purple, almost the Roman Emperor purple. Slicked back, long black hair that's in like a ponytail behind his head. Very, almost like copper golden skin, piercing gray eyes, and the exact same shit-eating grin that you saw on each of the giant statues as you walked up. There's a roaring fireplace at the back of the hall opposite to you guys, and the room itself is quite warm. And your host has noted your arrival and reaches out with one hand in a pretty clear please come forward gesture.
I guess
it's Jagorath.
Weave the way through the dancers. Do they continue dancing as we move through?
They do. Some of them are attached and dancing with someone else. Others are dancing independently. And a number of them, as you go, kind of seem as if they want to snag a passerby to dance with. But at present, no one does. Is anyone declining to approach?
Nope.
Fuck it, we ball.
No, Astoria is hanging back towards the back of the group, though.
Okay. I think Tyranid would mosey towards front line in some point of this.
Okay, and where would Jessie position herself here?
I had a thing up, and it was hiding my figure, so I didn't realize I wasn't already up there. Okay. Here-ish.
Okay. Welcome, welcome. I take it your journey was not too taxing.
No. Not too taxing.
Good, good. I'm glad you all could make it to the House of Ash. I've already spoken with this beautiful lady. And he gestures towards Olathe. But I don't think I've gotten the names of everyone. Please, if you'd be so kind. Introductions?
Chase will lead the way on that one. I would like to start with a charisma etiquette. And, what you call it? Regal bearing, presumably matters here. And maybe poker face would also matter here. Just appropriate amount. Excuse me, I've got the hiccups. Appropriate amounts of courtesy and respect in stepping forward. Probably a bow. It looks like the kind of place where you bow.
Mm-hmm. What you got there? 8, 8, 8, 9, 6. Yeah. Okay. Chase would know the with that role, he would know the appropriate bow for like the rough time period that it looks like this is emulating. And it's basically the, you know, right hand out behind you. If you have a hat, you're taking it off with the hand, you know, left hand kind of across the chest, step back with the right foot behind, dip the knee, that whole kind of thing. And he looks fairly pleased when you do that. Well done, well done.
Yes, even a monkey can be trained, it seems. Dr. Chase Reynolds and my companion, Samson.
Marvelous beast. Did you breed him yourself?
I did not. I acquired him in Tibet about 7 years ago as a puppy.
And such curious modifications.
Bred for war, not hunting.
I would believe as much. I think he might just be a match for most of the creatures in my menagerie. Most. And you, good sir. He looks at Tiernan. Who might you be?
A clumsy mimic of the bow, probably definitely hindered by holding a cane and not having the same disposition most of the time. But, Tiernan Raish, agent of the Hermetic Brotherhood, and servant of Tyr. A pleasure to meet you.
Tyr? My. It's a name I've not heard in some time. And the others? My, Chase, you do keep quite a collection of beautiful women around you.
Jesse is fighting a fucking scowl so hard right now.
They actually picked me up. I'm the stray here. If you believe it, with my own good looks.
Marvelous. Come now, don't be shy. Looking straight at Jesse now. The grin getting a lot wider.
I'm married. I mean Jesse. I'm Jesse.
Oh. Amazing. Not to one of these gentlemen.
No.
Well. I'm sure your beloved won't begrudge you a good time here.
No, but I might.
And Astoria introduces herself confidently, but very to the point. It's like, gives your name, not a whole lot else. No reason to give him more information than he is owed by a common courtesy. And Jessica pretty much follows her lead. Name, not a whole lot else.
Name, rank, and serial number?
Pretty much. Name, rank, and serial number. Well, I am just tickled absolutely pink that you all could make it. As you can see, there's a party. And parties are meant to be enjoyed. So, I won't keep you too long. Eat, drink, be merry, enjoy the music. There's a poet somewhere. I seem to have lost him. But have fun.
Jesse's gonna lean up and go, can I ask if the food is drugs? And ask Olathe specifically, because I believe that's who she's behind.
No.
Fuck.
Because I'm guessing even one down in etiquette is enough to know that that could be very easily an issue of asking that. Probably don't ask your host, is your food drugged?
Not drugged, drugs, with an S. Is the food a drug? You know, like when Dot drugged me that one time.
Do you want to assume it is, and don't eat any more than it looks like you're supposed to?
Okie dokie.
If you choose to eat it all.
I'll lay the beef for real right now.
I'm forever hopeful.
Well, we have officially stepped into Chase's office here, so he's going to take the cue of eat, drink, and be merry, as intended. And go find himself a dance partner.
Yeah, Olathe is going to be keeping an eye out.
Looked like finding a dance partner wouldn't be a difficult thing to do.
Not at all.
Cool.
As you kind of step back towards the dance floor, a pretty girl in a white dress, not a wedding dress, but a white ball gown style dress, curtsies to you and offers her hand. Who else? Any particular plans? You've been given the run of the place, so...
Do I need to roll intemperate about the food?
Probably. So I take it Jesse is headed for the dining room?
The plan is to walk in and just look. Mm-hmm. She wants to just see what's available on the table, and then she wants to, you know, look at the interior decorating. She's a big fan of that kind of stuff. It's part of why she's a woodworker. But it's Jessie. She loves food. So the temptation of it being in there, she knows in the back of her head that it might be drugs. But there's also that other little voice that's like, that's okay if it's drugs. Just don't eat too much and it's fine.
Okay. So Jessie makes her way across the dance floor, past the columns in the hallway, where there is a guard moving back and forth, and another one at the foot of the stairs that lead up, and gets sight of the dining room. There are two long tables with a number of people at each. People are kind of coming and going fairly regularly. There are some like couches along the walls, and people kind of move back and forth between the table and the couches in conversation and eating and drinking. Pretty much anytime a seat is vacated, the plate is cleared off by no discernible mechanism. And the next time someone sits down, the plate is filled again. The same with wine and cocktail glasses, which seem to appear and disappear at will of the people using them. And there is a second roaring fireplace at the head of the hall. So does
more
Jesse...
for Chris.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, Chris.
Tiernan's old, so he's not going to run around as much as he can avoid. But I was going to ask for a... Were there any red flags in Astoria's feels on the way here? Like, I know there was the don't say thank you or give particularly, you know, anything that says above the level of good job doing your job. But, you know, any red flag subjects or, you know, things you can ask to end in some weird contract where you're drowning in it?
Obviously, like, don't fuck anything up. Don't make any promises you don't plan to keep. It is generally polite to give a gift of some kind. Don't be rude, and yeah, the thank you thing, don't generally do that.
Okay. Finish Jesse's thing first. I apologize. I thought you were at the end of that description.
What's my diff?
4 intemperate.
Yep.
Diff 8.
Ooh, why do you do this to me?
Because it's really...
Hell yeah.
Get shwasted. Well, time to write Jesse out of the campaign. That's rough, buddy.
Jesse's about to become a dancer.
I think... If Jesse gets written out, that makes Olathe the only original character left.
Jesse won't be written out. It'll be fine.
You don't know what that food's gonna do.
I don't, but it'll be fine.
So I'm isn't it
like a rule
it.
Of hospitality? Can't kill your guests.
What was the? I didn't. What was the result of that roll?
Zero.
None out. Successes.
None success.
Luck out. Okay. So Jesse, you basically zone out of existence for the next hour. Ten courses are brought out to you. This is a pretty classic Edwardian style 10-course meal. There's an hors d'oeuvre with the fucking cocktail that's brought out, and then a soup course, a fish course, an entree, which looks to be a roast duck. And then it just continues. There's like a sorbet that comes out to like freshen the palate. And then
I was about to say palate cleansers. Oh my God.
Fucking keeps going. A roast, a salad, sweets, fruits and cheese course, like 10 courses of food. You're dying.
He's so happy though.
So for the next hour, Jesse is pretty much lost to existence.
Lost in the sauce.
Lost literally. In the motherfucking sauce. Olathe.
Yes. Olathe's probably going to talk to the Lord of the Manor.
Okay.
Provided it wasn't that wasn't just a full shoo away, it was a enjoy the party. This man invited us here for a reason, and he's in the middle of Iowa with where normally there's no one. How did you get the guests kind of thing?
I was also going to talk to the Lord of the Manor.
Okay. M is still dealing with some stuff. So I'm going to have Astoria and Jessica just kind of withdraw.
Oh my God, they could dance together.
They could dance.
They could dance.
I don't think they'd let their guard enough down to dance.
And observe because they're both squicked out. They're still pretty sure this is a fairy situation.
They're right. And
it's neither of them are super good with Faye.
What are you talking about? This is just an Archmage. It's scarier. Right. Don't worry, friends.
So, Olathe, continuing to talk with the Lord. What you got?
I have to say, Lord Ash, I remember this area before, well, magic went wild. And it wasn't much for people. I'm surprised you were able to get this many here for a party. I doubt a look around. I'm assuming I am... Am I seeing changelings in their... like, as changelings? Or are these humans?
It's the best you can see, they're humans.
Okay. I'm yes, doubting but... many of them knocked the way I did.
You might be surprised, my dear. My guests, like you, come when called. Loki, is that strictly speaking necessary?
Picking up on Mike!
He is big mad that Emmy was in our room, apparently. The moment they emerged, that's when the screaming commenced.
Oh. I can't. Well,
this appears to be an Uppy's request on his part. So one moment while we resolve this so he stops screaming.
I'll be honest, that completely broke all character for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just the screeching cat suddenly in the background. I'm like, because like the first one, I was like, is that part of the fucking sound deck? And I'm like, no, that's a cat.
That's Loki, just fucking screaming. Okay.
You guess come when called.
Yes.
I would not be surprised if Some made their way due to, well, the circumstances of the world, but...
Well, many are just compelled to a good time. He kind of looks over at, or like gestures a little bit at Chase dancing with the girl. See? Your Dr. Reynolds gets it. D10 for dance more gooder. Jesus Christ.
I'm assuming that would be a dex etiquette with regal bearing applying.
Yeah.
So.
Probably a diff 4 then, so.
More or less, yeah.
Are you back at headset?
He is also trying to get somewhere with the dancing, in a ask someone that's not the guy that's here to talk to us. General probing questions to see if we can determine.
Cult divide and conquer.
Yeah, exactly. Talk to the guy and also talk to some of the people around him who may not be as good at lying as he is.
Like, Olathe was specifically already talked to once. He's at least shown some kind of interest in her. So, if Chase is going to go off, Olathe is going to figure it's her job to talk to him. Okay. Looks like they've worked together a while. Chase. I'm gonna have more ribs.
You get no response to questions.
None at all.
None at all. She just dances with you.
He's only getting one dance out of Chase then.
Some of your compelled seem rather flat. Because I'm assuming, Ben, I'm not hearing, at least in here, much of any kind of... Are we hearing any speech from any of them?
Not from this room. The ones that are dancing are just dancing. And quite focused on that.
Then yes, it'll be that they seem quite flat. There's normally more talk, revelry, flirting, something.
Well, I imagine they're quite focused on the dance. So many steps, so easy to lose your way.
Well, that's why whenever I dance, I try to do it with a partner I can at least somewhat trust.
Trust is a fickle thing. Wouldn't want to roll an ankle.
Don't know if Tyr wants to step in and does it all or not.
I was waiting until you were done with that, but there was a thing mentioned, and I'm going to backtrack to it for a moment.
Go for it.
You struck my curiosity. Had you met my benefactor in the past life?
I have not had the pleasure to meet him directly myself, but I've certainly heard the name. Standing for justice and all that.
Well done. Standing does get tiresome, I'm afraid, though. At which point he's going to... May I? And promptly sit on the stairs nearby him. Not like up in anything's grill, unless he's provoked otherwise.
By all means.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid my dancing legs left me some years ago.
Ah, the curse of age. It comes for most.
Is there any sight line from here to like the other rooms, I suppose? Are we just watching Jesse get like engorged over here on the top right table?
Yeah, you can see into the dining room. I mean, by this point, Jesse's really like only made it into like the first course.
Yeah.
But you can tell that she looks very happy to be there. Chase is probably coming close to the end of the first dance at this point, in conversation, and Jessica and Astoria have withdrawn to a couch at the back of the room, where they are rather nervously eyeing everything that's going on around them.
Fair enough.
Off to the right a little bit, right, like you're looking towards the throne, you can see another hallway past the columns with guards, and you can hear that aforementioned piano now, somewhere off to the right.
I'm gonna be rejoining the party when the song's over.
I'm gonna dare to ask, is this standard fare for you, or... I sure hope you didn't roll out the red carpet on our behalf.
Oh no, this is just a normal day in the House of Ash. The red carpet is quite another matter.
Watching his face, is that like an exasperated kind of thing?
No, he's mostly...
Sounded exhilarated.
He's mostly boasting. Yeah.
The tone is hard to convey without the face.
Yeah.
Aaron pretty much doesn't seem to have much more questions, other than
I mentioned that Olathe does.
Yeah, I was gonna say like we can start asking the hard questions and you know cause a bunch of dancers to try and trample us or whatever we want.
Yeah, he doesn't seem super wanting to give answers, so or at least not ones that we're picking up. So Chase was rejoining us?
Yeah.
Ah. Welcome back, Dr. Reynolds. Did you enjoy the dance?
The company was not quite as stimulating as I had hoped for.
Unfortunate. Stay a while. There's all kinds of stimulation available in the House of Ash.
You know, before all this happened, that would have gotten me immediately. In fact, I imagine it would not have taken long for me to want to pledge myself to this house. But I'm a changed man, unfortunately. Or fortunately. Depending on what point of view you have.
I'll vote for the fortunate.
Hmm.
With a small grin and a wink at Chase.
Fortunate for you, perhaps, but I think I'll call it to my misfortune. All the same, have a good time. So much to do here.
What do you think, Aletha? Do we just ask?
You seem like someone who appreciates straightforward. Would that be a correct assumption?
Hmm.
It is probably the only way we're going to get most of an answer.
Games are very stimulating. Wouldn't you say? Battles of wits. But what is it you would like to ask?
He's kind of looks over at Aletha and Tiernan to see if either of them look like they're wanting to be the one to say it. Because I think we're all on the same page that we know we have to ask it, but we don't want to because it's possibly going to be dangerous.
Yeah.
So he kind of shrugs a little bit and turns back to Ash. Quite simply, we're asking if you are a part of or owe allegiance to the Wild Hunt. And I do also ask that you forgive me if that's a rude question. I'm not entirely versed in the politics among your people.
No, I don't believe you are. So, someone sent you to take a look around, huh?
Not many other reasons for people of our variety to go poking around in people of your variety's business.
Oh, Dr. Reynolds, I'm hurt. Enjoying a good time in this lovely hall is not reason enough.
To be completely honest, the House of Ash is largely unknown to us, and I didn't know that it would be this kind of a party, or any party, when we agreed to take a look here. If I had known, I probably would have wanted to check this place out earlier.
And dress a little more appropriately.
That too.
Well, I glance down to her armor.
Well, that can certainly be arranged. We have a whole wardrobe.
Oh, but it's better to come dressed in your own.
Touché. So, how about you go enjoy the party, and we'll leave the heavy talk for a little later. After you've had time to take a load off, enjoy the hospitality. Your friend certainly seems quite invested. He gestures in the direction of Jesse, who is receiving the third course at this point. The fish course, in fact.
thrilled.
It's a really lovely sea bass.
Oh my god.
Well, with that, and clickety-clack, bones popping as I stand up again.
Did you mean me rolling over in bed in the morning?
Retweet.
All of the above.
That wouldn't happen.
Moi?
No.
Kiernan is going to motion towards the piano player and say it would be rude to waste such talent. And that's where he's going to head. Let's split the party. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Don't worry. Guess he already started it.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't me, I swear.
So, Kiernan, when you enter the room with the piano, there is yet another roaring fireplace going. And a few folks scattered around, some sitting on couches and cushions, listening to the music, or just kind of standing in place, slowly swaying. And there is a young lady in a green dress sitting at the keyboard, playing. Well, I don't know what Tiernan's knowledge of classical.
Tiernan has music. 1 point in art. He knows it's good piano, probably.
Okay. I mean, 1 point in art might, or 1 point in art might be enough for him to recognize Wagner.
Are there a bunch of guards in, like, where was it just, you know, average people in here?
Yeah, no guards in this room.
After, I suppose, a minute or two of their, I assume everyone is NPC staring and playing, really.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to attempt to cast a spell without even using malice.
Okay.
If the fireplace is still roaring, I would like to start calling like small flickers of flame and spark to do a little light show. And this like opens, you know, it's what, like a 12-foot square in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing with it, more or less. Not it's not charging up an attack or anything, just doing mage shit. I'm going to use a quintessence, as I value the safety of these people in some regard, whether they're people or NPCs or not. And then, I think that's two successes.
Yep. Okay. The people sitting or standing around don't seem to react to the fire. Can I get a perception alertness at a difficulty of 9?
I'll try.
Just from him?
Just from Tyrion.
Oh yeah, willpower's a thing. I'm gonna use that. Whoa.
Resources?
2 whole successes.
Coming from you, Sting?
I know. Right. I used them earlier.
The piano player does not miss a beat as she makes her way into the second page of Die Walküre by Wagner. But her eyes turn in your direction and seem to stare a little bit. Chase and Aletha.
Mm-hmm.
What doing?
Well, we're supposed to eat and be, or well, we're supposed to be merry. I think after a moment of contemplation, Aletha will offer a hand to Chase. Better to dance together than. This is gonna be like her thought of just better to dance together than risk whatever this is spreading from others. True. And out of anyone, Chase has the strongest mind wards and probably would have resisted if something tried to come from one of the other dancers. He has both mind and spirit.
Yeah.
And she's got her own wards as well.
Chase's plan had been to take the hint about moving into different topics, but just hang out with this guy and regale him with the story of that time he took a stolen dirt bike onto the Great Wall of China, but that works too. So yeah, Dancing with Aletha. With
Fuck yeah, I'm only next to roll for that one. Aletha's. I'm gonna say I'm gonna assume I can get away with Dex expression. That's what that is. Is that not in line with that? I can do athletics if you want that instead.
No, I'll allow Dex expression.
I believe that's what Aletha uses for the dance for her treasure, so. To diff 6, that is 3 suck.
Okay, good enough to get by. It's obvious that Chase is a better dancer than you, but like, it's good enough.
Aletha's not surprised.
It's enough that you can pick up the steps of the dance and follow along well enough.
Waltzes aren't exactly hard. Other thing. 4 step and rotate.
Other thing. Going to attempt. We'll see if it gets him anywhere. It gets him. If it's going to get him somewhere, it'll get him somewhere. A basic forces 2 and mind 1 effect to project an illusion of what Chase is going to picture in his head, which is some suitably appropriate attire to basically cast a glamour over his armor to at least look like he's wearing stuff that belongs here, even if it still kind of makes a bit of forces 2, maybe with that enough successes we can also silence the rattling.
Okay.
And add just a little bit of extra sparkle in there, because it's not quite attention grabbing enough for his tastes.
That works.
If that worked, fantastic.
His smirk widens a bit more again. He enjoyed that.
Ben, where is the music that is in here playing from?
You can't tell. Kay. It's just coming from somewhere. And with that, I think we will bring the session to a close. And we will return next week to the House of Ash and see where we end up.